Morning. To start out, I'd like to read a little bit from this book we went through as a discipleship group. It's called Abiding in Christ. It's really inspired and blessed me. More than one admits that it is a sacred duty and a blessed privilege to abide in Christ, but shrinks back continually before the question, is it possible, a life of unbroken fellowship with the Savior? Eminent Christians to whom special opportunity of cultivating this grace have been granted may attain to it, but for the large majority of disciples whose lives are so fully occupied with the everyday concerns of this life, it cannot be expected. The more they hear of this life, the deeper their sense of its glory and blessing, and there is nothing they would not sacrifice to be made partakers of it. But they feel they are too weak, too unfaithful. They are sure they can never attain it. How little such dear souls know about this life. They don't realize that abiding in Christ is meant for the weak and is beautifully suited for their frailty. It is not the doing of some great thing and does not demand that we first lead a very holy and devoted life. No, it is simply weakness entrusting itself to a mighty one to be kept. The unfaithful one casting itself on one who is altogether trustworthy and true. Abiding in him is a work that we have to do as the condition for enjoying his salvation. Abiding in him is not a work that we have to do as the condition of enjoying his salvation, but rather a consenting to let him do all for us, in us, and through us. It is a work he does for us as the fruit and the power of his redeeming love. Our part is simply to yield, to trust, and to wait for what he has promised to perform. It is this quiet expectation and confidence, resting on the word of Christ, that in him there is an abiding peace prepared, which is so sadly lacking among Christians. For when he says, "Abide in me," he offers himself, the keeper of Israel, that neither slumbers nor sleeps, with all his power and love, as the living home of the soul, where the mighty influences of his grace will be stronger to keep than all of the disciples' tendency to be led astray. The idea so many Christians have of grace is this, that their conversion and pardon are God's work, but now, in gratitude to God, it is their work to live as Christians and follow Jesus. There is always the thought of work that has to be done, and even though they pray for help, still the work is theirs. They fail continually become hopeless, and their despondency only increases their feelings of helplessness. No, wondering one, it was Jesus who drew you when he said, "Come," so it is Jesus who keeps you when he says, "Abide." The grace to come and the grace to abide are both from him alone. That word "come," heard, meditated on, accepted, was the cord of love that drew you close. The word "abide" is the band with which he holds you fast and binds you to himself. Let the soul take time to listen to the voice of Jesus. "In me," he says, "is your place, in my almighty arms. It is I, the one who loves you so, who now speaks. Abide in me. Surely you can trust me." The voice of Jesus entering and dwelling in the soul draws us to respond, "Yes, Savior, in you I can, I will abide." So this past month, our discipleship group studied about abiding in Christ. I'd like to start out by reading a little from... If we abide in him, the rest that he gave at your first coming will be something you have really found and made your very own. You did well to come. You do better to abide. Who would be content after seeking the palace to stand in the door when he is invited in to dwell in the king's presence and to share with him in all the glory of his royal life? John 15, 1-5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. In what I just read, it mentioned twice that we need to be connected to the vine in order to bring forth fruit. In the light of the scriptures, we should meditate on abiding in Christ until the understanding, that gate to the heart, opens to grasp something of what it offers and expects. In this way, we will discover the means of its attainment and learn what keeps us from it and what can help us to it. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. 28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It is not the yoke, but resistance to the yoke that makes the difficulty. Wholehearted surrender to Jesus, our Master and our Keeper, is what finds and secures our rest. Does it make the traveler even wearier to rest in the house or on the bed where he seeks relief from his fatigue? Or is it work for a little child to rest in his mother's arms? I like this way of putting it. A father helping his child to climb the side of a steep precipice. The father stands above and has taken the son by the hand to help him on. He points him to the spot on which he will help him plant his feet as he leaps upward. The leap would be too high and dangerous for the child alone, but the father's hand is his trust, and to get hold of the point for which his father has taken hold of him. It is the father's strength that secures him and lifts him up, and so urges him to use his utmost strength. Weary soul, come and learn this day the lesson that there is a spot where safety and victory, peace and rest are always sure. That place, which is the heart of Jesus, is always open to you. Do not think that it is a mystery or a difficulty you must solve. In whatever questions come up about abiding perfectly in him at all times, and of abiding, obtaining all the blessings that come from abiding, always remember, he knows all is perfectly clear to him, and he is your wisdom. Just as much as you need to know and are capable of understanding will be communicated if you only trust him. God bless.